FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Oh, gentlemen, please.
Isn't that right, little Frank?
Well, hello. Good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. And this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. You join us here at delightfully sunny North Manchester at Broadhurst Park for FC United of Manchester against Bradford Park Avenue in the El Clasico. Oh, kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy and all the tears, and all the love and all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally on
07596104122. That's 07596104122. Oh, Owen Smith's gone for a Burton.
Bit of politics there for
you. Well, you know what? Right, I want to start with that. I'll tell you for why, right?
Oh, here we go.
Owen Smith has been sacked.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been sacked because he has an opinion that is different to the front bench of the Labour Party. I'm going to do a football analogy. You're the manager, Roy Sewell, of said club.
Oh, Roy's here,
assistant, and your assistant manager goes on TV and totally and utterly disagrees with everything you say. And then, on back of that, all the previous managers that managed before you come out in support of the person who said, you're completely wrong, even though you've got the backing of all the team, the whole of the players, and the fans, yet...
And it's now time for team news.
No, you're not allowed to do that. Oh. That is so wrong.
It's funny, though.
Yeah, well, you might think it's funny.
So
I don't understand it. It's ridiculous.
Got 8 minutes to kick off, and we've got a lot to cram in.
We haven't.
We have.
Right, here the team. Wait, done that
for the podcast. This is
for the podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Broadhurst Park. It's now time for team news. We should say the first bit of team news. We're joining us today. We've got Roy Sewell and we've got Emily Maguire here. The proper 18.
I think the people down there have just realised which part of the country they come from, because I can hear the word Yorkshire, and they've just realised. Anyway.
And speaking of Yorkshire, how are you, Emily? Okay.
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. And how are you, Roy?
I'm cool, yeah. Coolio Sulio.
Good.
Coolio Sulio.
He's getting his own bloody catchphrases in here, isn't it?
Sounds like he's just selling ice cream. Come down to Coolio Sulio's for your favourite whip.
Team news then for today.
Roger Giggs is here.
It's the same team, except Craig Linfield is captain because he celebrates his 100th appearance. Is that a bit not for you three? Do you not think that's...
No, it's not for me.
No?
Not okay. For me, no.
Okay, but congratulations to Craig. Is that
hold
a draw?
Hold on. Who's allowed that in? Goodness gracious. I mean, what's going on? They got no respect.
You know, this is the opportunity when you can come out, you can feel a little bit more relaxed because you've got the support of the home support, the amount of people that will be filling the stands, and hopefully quieten down the drummer down there with an early goal.
maybe it's stupid, just quite easy to do that, lad, just taking off him and inserting it somewhere.
But I think what Tom's doing and the coaching staff are trying to do is instill that belief in each other and get them playing together. We didn't see any of that the last game that I was at in Harrogate. We didn't see that cohesion throughout the team, and I think that's something that I want to see today. I want to see the players working for each other, working in units throughout, you know, the defence, working together, pulling each other across as if you're on a string, and pushing up in order to support the front players. A lot of the time throughout this season we've seen a lot of gaps between the midfield, the attack, and then the same with the midfield and the defence, and we leave a lot of space for the opposition to exploit. So it's just making sure that we've got that throughout the team, the communication, the cohesion to really go out and the first 5 minutes settle things down. An early goal helps you with that.
I think that, to be honest, like you talk about you know, settle things down in the first 5 minutes. I always feel that when I watch FC United, they always wait to see what the opposition's doing. And I think FC need to go out and set their own pace.
Yeah, at home for sure. Yeah,
and see whether or not the their opponents are up for that pace.
Yeah, up for that, yeah.
Set the standards. Don't wait and see, you know, what your opponents have got in the locker. You go out and you do what you need to do to set the pace, set the standards, and basically get right in the face. I don't believe that FC do that on a regular basis.
And let me give you the teams first and foremost on this Saturday afternoon here, and wise words from both Roy and Emily there. In goals, it's Lloyd Allison, Joel Seedy number 2, Luke Hyan number 3, Scott Kane number 4, Matty Hughes number 5, Jordan Fagbola number 6, Jamal Crawford number 7, Steve Irwin number 8, Tom Reeves number 9, Jeff King number 10, and Craig Linfield in his 100th appearance, today's captain wearing number 11, Danny Rackie, Conor McCarthy, Kieran Glynn, Gerard Garner and Sam Tatum are the substitutes for FC United of Manchester. FC played in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings, and FC's goalkeeper, as always, in a green shirt, black shorts and black stockings. I'll hand you to my comrade to the right-hand side to give you this afternoon's away team, Bradford Park Avenue's lineup.
Well, Bradford Park Avenue, number 1, Ed Hall, 2, Mark Ross, 3, Matty Hill, 4, Nicky Rowe, who's the captain, 5, Rob Atkinson, 6, Shane Killick, 7, Wayne Brooksby, 8, Javan Vidal, 9, Adam Boyes, 10, Ollie Johnson, 11, Jamie Spencer, and the subs are 12 to 17, Ryan Tulson, Danny Bushell, Luca Haverne, Frank Mulhern, and Adam Smith. And their colours are, it looks like a deck chair shirt of red, black and yellow.
It's what we can only describe as we're playing against Wasps. the rugby club it's horrible.
Black shorts and red socks.
It's an amalgamation of about 19 colours all blended.
Dewsbury Rams, that's what it is.
Is it Dewsbury Rams? Yes. Right. Well, all I can say, it looks like a deck chair.
Or Wasps. I've already done the rugby analogy. You can't just come up with another one. Turning up late. By the way, Elaine, I've just got your message. I'll try and have a look out for you and find out where that flag is as we get this game underway. FC United in the first half, kicking towards the light bound Rowan end.
And if one player should be up for this, it's got to be Tommy.
Well, a lot of history with Tom at this football club. And player, as we all know, scored that important goal against FC United a few years back now. But that's beside the history books. FC's goal scorer, over 100 goals, a top man at an FC, is the referee this afternoon, is Mr. David Underwood. And he's ably assisted by John Kenny and Matthew Scholes. As FC United now with FC's man of the match from Tuesday. King on the ball. He has a 1-2 with him and Hyam, and King now with his last game. Lovely little touch there to Linfield. First half shot comes in, and he struck it well, did FC United of Manchester's number 8. And Steve Irwin there really with a little bit of an opportunity, and perhaps should have done better, boys and girls.
Yeah, probably should have tested the keeper from there, but that's exactly what Roy was saying. Let's get into them early on, get the ball forward, you know, use King's power. You know, he can hold the ball up, he's a strong player, feed off him, run off him, and Irwin will always be there for those at the edge of the box, but you want him testing the keeper from there.
Certainly do. It's a goal kick which will be taken by Ed Hall. Long clearance, well over the halfway line, far left hand side, up goes Hughes, doesn't win the first header. Senior does though, flicked on by Jamal.
Impressive. See, a shout there, and he could have brought that down on his chest, you know.
An important ball needs to be won by FC United as the ball on the edge of the penalty area, and good play from Irwin. The referee lets play continue.
Whoa.
And then the referee realises he let play continue, and then realised that an FC player couldn't quite get to it, and a little bit fortuitous there, FC.
Yeah, I think so, because he let it. That was a long advantage, really. I mean, that's just a mix-up in communication. Linfield's left the ball thinking that his fullback's coming to help him out, but you know, the referee's given us good advantage then.
Well, the assistant referee's here this afternoon. I think, Ben, you know him, don't you?
Yeah, it's Phil Platt, the league secretary for the Manchester Football League.
There you go. Ben moving in circles that some of us only dream of.
Yeah, old Platty, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, old Platty, yeah, yeah. Platty the...
No.
As a throw-in for FC United, is looks to be taken quickly by Linfield. It's about 10 yards from the corner flag, and it's Hyam on the ball now. He gets it in near post. It has to be dealt with. It is dealt with. Another throw-in to FC United on the near touch line. Hyam waits for the ball to be delivered from the stand, and Oindi waits for another ball.
We have the same barber, actually, me and Platy.
Okay. that's a visual gag on radio, which doesn't ordinarily work, but most people know Suli, so it's a throw-in on this near touchline. Take it quickly. King on the ball, holds it well. Back to Hyam. Hyam now left-footed. He gets a near post ball again, and this time it's easily dealt with, a cutout. Across comes Fagbola, has to try and win it. And well, Fagbola, if he just thought about that, Adam Boys had actually missed control the ball. It was going to offer a throw into FC, but he took the touch, and it's a throw in to be taken just below us.
But from here, then again, communication on Jamal on that far side when he should have brought it down on his chest. And you got Hughes here. All he had to do is let Fagbola know that he was in a deeper position, and he could have had it with no pressure on him at all.
And the ball flicked towards FC's penalty area. Slight hesitancy from Hughes initially, but the ball rolls comfortably to Alisson. And nice to see, Ben, that young Dylan with a wonderful pair of black boots out there.
Puma
Kings, they look like to me.
They don't do Puma Kings five-a-side, but they're Puma King-esque.
Yeah, very nice as well. As the ball back with Hughes, plays it back to Alisson takes a touch and then hits the ball out to this near touch line. It's a decent ball, should be kept in, or fortunately not. No one really getting across quick enough, and it's a throw in taken on this near touch line by Mark Ross, who the referee's already told to not go any further with the ball. He clears his lines, and I've got to tell you, someone phoning me, I don't know who that would be, but it's a clearance headed on by FC's captain, normal captain, but not this afternoon, as a halfway line. King loses out, picked up by Nicky Rowe, plays it out left hand side, but Jamal should be equal to that, and he does well.
So why doesn't the referee pull that back for a shirt pull,
as the long ball plays over the top and Greaves offside? And well, Roy, you can tell me, I didn't see the shirt pull, sorry Ben.
Yeah, he's saying it there, the number 8 Vidal for BPA.
Well, the referee wasn't that so soon with the was he?
Can you give a special shout out, Swampy,
shout out
to Caleb, who was supposed to be a mascot of today's game, but he's a bit poorer and he's having to listen to you. So.
Oh well, poor Caleb.
We will feel poorly after this.
Hope you're feeling a lot better soon, and we hope to see you out there as the mascot in the next week or so. So hope you get well soon, and hopefully we can deliver 3 points. And if you feel like being sick, do it on your mum and dad's bed. As the ball through the middle and needs to be dealt with by FC United. Good strong challenge initially there from Fagbola. Second ball not cleared properly yet. And Kay does really well there.
Yeah, he
decides to
well
jump
done.
In between two players. And a quick kick out by Nicky Rowe, the skipper for the visitors, allows FC United and affords them a free kick. We've had 6 minutes on the clock, 0-0. Nothing really of much note to add as yet. But your thoughts, Roy, and then Emily.
I think FC started.
That's Roy, Emily.
you can be a bitch, you know.
I think that, basically.
Can you go and sit by side of that drum over there?
Well, the ball played. We'll come back to you two in a second. We've just wasted that little bit of opportunity to have a chat. But it's Kay on the ball. Plays it out right hand side. Dreadful ball from Kay. Just nullifies Jamal and Senior. And a long ball played down the far left hand side. And it's into the arms of FC's goalkeeper. Good play there, but two players gone down injured. And I think they both caught each other on the ankle, and it's the referee just letting play continue. But Hughes is down, and then the number 9. And I'll go straight to you guys. Your opening thoughts.
All right, now they've started off well. It's a nice pace to the game, but it's just a bit scrappy at the moment. Neither side really getting much of possession, keeping the ball down. Few communication problems within the FC's back line in particular, that could, it's simple things, simple shouts, simple calls that can make the game a lot easier for you, the players around you. But neither side really looking that good at the moment in terms of their possession.
Yeah, I think on the communication side, like I've said, the simple talk, communication, instruction keeps FC possession of the ball, and on both occasions no conversation, no communication, and they lost possession of the ball both times. The simple things, they're not hard things. You don't have to coach them. All they have to do is keep
You know, do you think that's a confidence thing?
No, I don't. I think you've either got it or you're not, and you have to be preached at it all the time to communicate. You know, I used to, in the training sessions, I wouldn't allow a pass to be made unless there was a name on it. Yeah. End of. If it did, then it switched to
the other. A lot of scruffy writing on the ball, though, wasn't there? It felt it like John's, Dave's, Andy's, Phil's, everything.
No, if they didn't shout a name.
I can imagine what you did.
The other team got possession of the ball, and whoever should have shouted and didn't shout, do a lap.
Well, we're back in play now. The free kick taken and the ball on the halfway line. Not dealt with well by FC United, but good play there from Senior. Controlled it well. Then makes room on the right-hand side to try and split the midfield of the opposition.
Well done.
And another free kick should have been for FC, but King does really well. King inside of goal, man out right-hand side. He'll get a shot away. And to be honest, it was the right idea. Jamal was there far right-hand side.
That was the ball for me. It should have gone earlier.
But the thing is for me, looking at that, I think the opposition knew that Jamal was out there and they gave him room, so they opened the space. And King really, another 5 yards, and he should have hit the target.
Well, he should be hitting the target, but I think earlier in the move, if he'd played the ball out, then they're chasing back. They're on the back foot, they're running towards the goal. You get it out to Jamal, who can then whip a ball in, and it's in that danger right across the penalty spot as players are running onto it.
Well, Matt Hill played left back, and Matt Hill tucked in onto the centre half, which allowed Jamal all that space. If the ball had been passed, his first touch could have been into the penalty area. Yeah. And then he opens them up like a can of beans, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, the ball down the left-hand side for the visitors, and a good bit of defending again from
Senior.
And it was a double touch, but the referee has deemed it a corner ball. And, I mean, that's annoying where I am, that noise. But being stood next to him, I mean, you don't think anyone would want to sit next to him. We'll have to wait for this corner to be taken, though, from the visitors. Far left-hand side, be whipped in, left footer, but they're taking it quickly. It's a short ball, and this is a training ground exercise, and they're trying to whip it in now towards the back post. Chipped high in the air. Hyam wins a good header, clears his lines, but only falls as far as the number two, Mark Ross. Ross plays it across. Hyam should be equal to that. And his delivery and clearance wasn't the best, and, well, back defending there was... FC's player manager and couldn't control it, so throw into the visitors again, right hand side.
Well,
with Spencer. Spencer gets the ball to the penalty area, and
nice.
FC has to concede another corner.
Nice build up play that off BPA.
Yeah, really good. Nice bit of trickery as well on this.
Ben, you look like you want to say something. No.
No.
Yeah, we know it's a corner, but I don't think you were going to. By the way, it's a corner. We all can see that. Carry on.
Everything I say is trivial. You'd only come to me if there's a break.
Well, this corner.
I think I'm going to break his arm down there in a minute.
In the right hand side. Chips him with the back post. It's a decent ball.
Oh.
Goes across everyone. Everyone going towards the ball and everyone forgetting about it.
That's a free kick. Ah, dearie me. Pushed him in the back.
Well, it's the other way around, the referee said. Yeah. And FC United get themselves a throw in rather than the free kick to BPA. And. If you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live brought to you as always by ConstructiveCoder.com, the armchair, our brothers and sisters around the world, and brothers and sisters of all quality manufacturers of drinks. And it's 0-0, 11 minutes on the clock. And in the final third, BPA find themselves again. They spread the ball across right hand side. Brooksby on the ball. Reverse ball into the number two now, Ross. Ross thinks about going down the byline. He's got Linfield for company, and Linfield stamps the ball away and. Concedes a throw in. The first thing there I thought really from Brooksby was to whip that ball straight in, but he chose to not, and gives FC United a chance to regroup as Irwin does really well. Two players around him, he clears his lines. King's there, little touch by King, and then the ball played over the
good
top
ball.
And
expecting a lot of him.
It was a long ball by Linfield. He tried to bring in his player manager, but unfortunately it just skinned off his head, and he was trying to bring in Jamal. You can see
but
what he was trying to do there.
Jamal should have anticipated that and tracked him behind the space behind him.
The idea was exactly right there. They've done well working the ball out. Linfield standing his man up on the initial defensive action, and then the ball just didn't quite match what he wanted to do. But like you say, a bit of anticipation out there and he would have followed on.
Better than following through, I suppose. There's Mark Ross on the ball now. And stop putting your hands around your head. Two challenges there, all fair ones. Throw into the visitors. And just to let you know, Ed Hall, the goalkeeper, he's wearing like a City kit, isn't he?
It's Argentina, isn't it?
That's not an Argentinian kit, no, that's a City kit. It's horrible. All blue, it's sky blue.
Actually, it looks a little bit like one of them old Coventry kits, doesn't it?
Well, Mark Ross does really well, gets to the byline, might have run it out a little bit too much. It is, it's a goal kick to FC United. Ben?
can you give a shout out to the Cooler GAA Club? They are Linda's local team in Dublin, and after this game today, the hurling team will be taking part in the All Ireland Club hurling final replay at Croker Park.
Oh, good luck to you.
I think you've just done that, Ben, haven't you? So good luck. Goal kick taken. Ball heading on the halfway line. Bradford Park Avenue just having a little bit of the better of things at the moment. Offside. A ball offside decision anyway. But slightly better of the two teams at the moment, Bradford, guys.
Yeah, they are, yeah, to be honest. I mean, they took the edge of FC's bright start and nulled it. And they're putting little tester runs down this right-hand side of theirs. So they've got Iam has to be on his toes.
Senior gave the ball away, but they've won the ball back with King. King on the edge of the penalty area. Good touch there. Plays it left-hand side now to Linfield. Linfield drives. Can he get a shot away? He looks to do so, and it's charged down. And from that angle, really, he's got to do better with it. But it's back with Higham. Higham looks for some support. Greaves holds the ball out to the penalty area. Oh, he tries to thread the ball through to Linfield. Good defending, though, by the visitors. They clear the line to the halfway line. And the slight push in the back. The referee doesn't see it. And the number nine, Adam Boys, there. But it was an easy one for the referee to give, but he chose not to. And the ball now back with the goalkeeper, Ed Hall, and over to Ben.
Some latest scores. Charlie nil, Boston 1. Alfreton are 1-0 up against Southport. And Stockport County are 1-0 up against Leamington.
Well, the Leamington result's a good one for us. The other two, not the best. But plenty of time to go here. We'll be giving you all the scores from around the land. And if Ben can be bothered, even a couple that we're interested in, like the likes of Hyde and others, as throwing in shoes on this near touchline, and they'll wait for Mark Ross to come across and take it about 20 yards outside the FC penalty area, right hand on this near touchline. Poor control by the number 7 there, Brooksy, but he wins the ball back and does really well. But good play by Higham. Second ball needs to be won, and a strong challenge from Higham, and then a nice ball from King. And Jamal, well, we thought that he lost it, but he did really well now, and he bombs down the right hand side. The ball plays inside now to King has Jamal right hand side, and this time he takes another shot, and it's comfortable for the goalkeeper. And well, from that distance, I think Jamal was the right option that time for me. But a good breakout from FC United. Fantastic. I thought Jamal had actually not done enough with the ball, but he's quick feet. And
not all of that, you know, the defensive action from Higham. You know, he's won the first one, but he's not given up on the ball, and he's won the second one as well, and that's really helped the move. Jamal with nice fast feet, knocking the ball out of play. But we're getting some shots in.
We are indeed, but we've now got to defend on the edge of the penalty area. So number 11, Spencer, he has a shot from distance.
Whoa.
And just as FC's goalkeeper looked like he's going
to
take it quite calmly,
a
little bit of extra pace in the ball, and he's had to palm it over the bar. But you've got to say, from 30 yards out, the number 11, Jamie Spencer, afforded far too much room. Far too much room.
Best shot of the game, that, up to now. I'm looking at BPA and how they set themselves up, and to be honest, I'm looking at this number 2, Ross, and for me, he's the one I'd play on. I'd maybe switch Jamal over and have him cutting inside to link up with the forwards.
Well, Nicky Rowe, the skipper, takes it short. It's not the best of balls, but it falls kindly from the edge of the area. Ball chipped towards the back post, and it'd be gathered by FC United. Linfielder wants it, and it's a long throw. Linfielder, will he get on the end of it? Yes, he will. Over the halfway line, takes two touches. He's got Jamal in front of him. He's also got Greaves towards the back post, and that's who he's aiming for. Greaves is in there. Oh, I tell you what, that was unlucky. Greaves there from nowhere really got in between the two defenders, and half a yard of extra pace, that's a 1-0. But good defending eventually
ball.
But he did manage to get through them.
Do you know what, it was quality defending, because he eased Tom off the ball just before he was about to make contact. I think it was the number two, Ross.
It had to be, because I mean, that ball in from Linfield was absolutely pinpoint.
It was.
He didn't have much to aim for, and there wasn't much in front of him, because like you say, they had set up really nicely in defence, but a fantastic ball in, and you know, good defending just to nudge him out of the way there. But a little bit more pace on Tommy Greaves, and that'd be in the net.
Well, I think we saw his electric pace on Tuesday for the goal, and I think
tremendous.
He's still he'd be looking for that pace again there. But it's 0-0. It's 18 minutes gone here. FC Live as always, and it's a throw for Mark Ross, as you say, a vile bit of defending from Ross there, just getting the shoulder on Greaves as FC clear the lines. And look at that, pushing the bat but not giving a throw in though to the hot visitors again. Jamie Spencer. They'll clear the lines, FC now to the halfway line. Great head on there by Greaves. King on the ball now, having a good game is King. His last game for FC United of Manchester. Cuts inside, goes past one, lovely ball outside now to Irwin. Irwin gets a shot away, does he? Well, he does, and the ball was moving away from him because he sliced it with the outside of his boot. But good football from FC United, just better execution required. And this, though, to be honest, is very similar to Tuesday night game where we had all these chances and just couldn't quite put them to bed.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, Stevie Irwin was off balance there. I thought it sat up really sweet for him to actually smack it into this near side rather than the far side.
Yeah.
If he'd done that, he'd have got a better strike on the ball.
His first touch was great. Like you say, it sat up, but he just kind of leant away.
He did.
Because he was looking to bend it, but he'd gone too early and he was just leaning to his left-hand side a bit. And that's just made him just strike the ball, just slice it a bit. But
King on the ball again now. Nice ball out left-hand side to Linfield. Half a yard outside the area. He has to cut inside towards the back post. Two players and one is
great.
FC United's skipper.
Oh,
it's a good header and a good save by the goalkeeper. It was comfortable because it was Greaves there. He was stretching all the time. But I think you're right. It would be nice to see maybe the switch over between Linfield and Jamal. Putting some pressure on the number two, Mark Ross here. It's a ball down this right-hand side. It's not a bad ball as well because it's not
lovely defender.
Not too straight, but good defender from FC. And Allison clears his lines. Good play there by Higham. A lot more confidence in Higham's play this afternoon compared to the last couple of games.
Yeah, no, he's looking good for me. He's tracking his runners and then he's making the challenges when he needs to. He's doing all the right things at the moment.
Well, it's 0-0, 90 minutes on the clock.
Harrogate are 1-0 up now against Gainsborough.
Gainsborough in trouble, second bottom, and need to start winning games. But from an FC perspective, that'll do as nicely. Ooh. As the ball out of play. It was offside anyway, but it's going to be a throw-in, which young Joel Senior, yet to sign a new contract at FC United of Manchester. And a lad who came from Main Road at the beginning of the season, Northwest Counties, has acquitted himself very well for the vast majority of this season. Certainly the second half of the season he has been excellent, and the exuberance of youth means he doesn't tire and he's just got better and better. A little touch there from Linfield to King, and the ball from Linfield was a chase on to say the very least for Irwin. He never gave up the ghost, but a fortune for throwing.
I love the commitment in that run.
We've had a text message saying, was there a little be off?
There wasn't, no. And why are you getting texts on there? Why 07596 104 122? That's 07596 104 122. That's the text number.
Loud and clear in our office at the school in Leicester. Say hi to Helen and Rosie.
Hello, Helen and Rosie. Are they bobbing along on the old rag doll? As the ball down the left-hand side, and again Greaves making a nuisance of himself. Does well there, Greaves.
Great
ball
play.
Falls for King. King needs to hold the ball. He's got no one to aim for yet. He holds it on the touchline.
Oh, yeah.
And he does the right thing. He tries to get himself a corner, but he's got the ball. Good football, good footwork, and then shows too much of it. And really, the first time he did that, should have whipped it in. Second time, they've given the ball away.
To be honest, as soon as he made the
that's a great ball through the middle. Needs to be dealt with by FC United at the edge of the area.
A
back heel there, but good defending and good backup play from FC.
Yeah, there's some exciting stuff there. It was fantastic run, and he held the ball up really well, Jeff King, for FC down this left-hand side. But, you know, we
had
both
no
looked
support
at each other, saying we wanted to shout. Higham should have been in there to support him on that first
one. And Higham was checking his shoulder to see what was behind him. All he had to do was look forward where the ball was.
His defensive display so far today has been fantastic, but support in there on the attack, and that picture would have totally changed.
Emily,
for
I've got to say this, we've talked about it before, and it's about communication, because Fag Bowler should have sent him on.
The other two just shift round. It's simple things, simple things, even down here on the touchline, they should be shouting at him.
Yeah. They're not spotting it. And
a little bit
to
of
be
experience,
honest,
I think.
The two lads on the line were only about 10 yards away from him.
No, he's doing a great job. He's working his way into the game. We might see him push up a little bit more as the game goes on.
Well, Brooksby plays the ball left-hand side, now picked up by Ollie Johnson. And the ball with Nicky Rowe now deep in, well, not quite as deep as you'd expect down the left hand side to go, and it's a ball whips over looking for an offside FC, but the number 10 stays onside. Ollie Johnson, he's going to try and whip it in with his right foot. He still holds the ball looking for some support on the edge of the box. It's Brooksby again, and the ball chipped in, and the right ball was straight back to Brooksby but chose not to. FC can clear the lines, and it's a chase on for Tom Greaves, and he's not going to get at the end of that. And well, there's going to be an imminent substitution. The number 5, Shane Killock, looks to his bench and says, no, I can't carry on. He's pulled something.
And, just like his thigh.
Yeah, he's got a thigh strain there, and he won't be taking much more of this game. He wants to come off as Hyam wins a header, and he doesn't want to win this ball now. And FC United maybe out of capitalise. Little flick on there towards Greaves. Greaves does well the first time, but good defending there by Nicky Rowe, back playing it to his goalkeeper, Ed Hall. I mean, FC played a back four this afternoon more than a 3-5-2. The two players, left-hand side and right-hand side, not really afforded to go up as much, but what they are doing well, which is nice to see, when you're in the position, you are defending them. They are defending well, as now the ball whipped from this near touchline to the far right-hand side. That's a chase on there for Matty Hill and for FC United's Jamal Crawford, but they can't win that. Crawford, the ball on the halfway line now with Nicky Rowe, plays the ball out wide right-hand side, kept in play by Mark Ross. Back to Rowe, looking for some support. Goes back into his own penalty, his own area with Shane Killock. In fact, it's Rob Atkinson, the man who's going off, I think, not Killock, as they just have a bit of a keep ball now. Ball with Nicky Rowe on the halfway line. FC United very, very deep, and well, a comfortable header really. But you saw where everyone was set up there. It was like a training ground exercise there, because there was no shape, no one compact at all from either team, and the ball finally falls into the arms of FC's goalkeeper after the header from Hyam. Long clearance from FC's keeper, ball headed out for a throw-in, and they're still waiting to make this change, but I think they're going to get the player fit and ready, and the ball will go up in a matter of seconds as Joel Senior plays the ball to Kay. Back to Senior. Senior cuts inside, plays the ball now to Jamal Crawford, stabs the ball forward. Offside decision against Linfield.
Alex has been in touch listening. He says listening to Clive in cloudy Malta, loud and clear. Who's Clive?
Who's listening to Clive in cloudy Malta?
Alex, I can't be any clearer. Oh, can you, everyone wish James Quinn a speedy recovery. Get well soon, my friend.
No, no one. I'll do it, James. I've already said. Hope you feel better soon.
I can't hear anything over there, doing down there.
Listen, James. You get yourself better, mate, and have a nice trip down to Leamington if that's where you're going, and assist Swampy in his task of delivering the quality that FC Radio give.
Indeed,
or aspire to give.
I find it interesting.
No, they give.
I find it interesting that there is a substitution to be made, and Rob Atkinson is the player that was going off, but he stayed down, which afforded everyone to run to the touchline to get some instruction. He was going off. The substitution was going to be made 2 minutes ago. They've waited. He should be straight off the pitch, and but we should be carrying on.
But is it that not smart play?
It is very smart.
The referee should say, excuse me.
That's tough.
All stay on the pitch.
That's tough. Smart play from BPA's touchroom staff.
Yeah, it was the right thing to do, because the substitute is still taping up his socks, and he wasn't actually ready to come on, but the ball was out of play, and it just gives him that extra time. And I think if it was the other way around, we'd be wanting FC to do that.
And if there's any positional changes, they all understand where they're going to slot in and what they're going to do. Smart play.
Morale Tucson is the man that comes on. I know it was smart play, but I was just, you know. Oh, shut up.
That's it. And as for Malta, I spent two lovely years out there in Mostar and Dragonada Point. So, Alex, if it's Alex, well done, son.
What? We're having a three-way conversation. Stop nudging me in the ribs. Blow my neck. I think Stepping Hill later on. I've got bruised ribs. I still be going, who did that? Oh, Sully. Give me bruised ribs. Anyway, we're back in play. There's going to be a throw into FC United, a match from the far side. 28 minutes gone, 0-0 here at Broadhurst Park, if you just joined us. And, well, an entertaining game, and quite a number of chances. The best chance, really, or the best shot on target, goes to Bradford Park Avenue. And
it's the only
Wayne
one that's
Brooksby.
Really tested any either keeper, hasn't it?
But the football's been quite, it's been decent, and both teams are, you can see, they're quite evenly matched. And it's going to take a little bit of quality, a little bit of magic from someone to unpick the lock here this afternoon at Broadhurst Park. As the ball's near touchline, first touch for Toulson. Not the best of touches, but it ricochets kindly for Ed Hall. And he takes it into his arms. Now, the thing is, Ed Hall, for me, should be not on the pitch. I'll tell you why in a second. Strong header.
Are you talking about his leggings?
Yeah. Not allowed to wear them. He's got black leggings on, and he's got blue shorts on as the ball hits over the top. As the ball flicks inside, forced kindly for Adam Boyes. Ooh. Boyes plays it out to this right-hand side now to Brooksby. Brooksby cuts inside, and he looks for the run of number 12. Never going to get that. Very impressed with Elite Commentary. The Elite Commentary line-up today. Good job. I was injured, preventing a possible selection headache for the gaffer. There is no. He's not the gaffer. He just basically turns up, switches things on, and we do all the magic. As FC United have a player down injured, and that's Linfield. Yeah. But no, he should be on the pitch. The rules quite clearly state if you wear your undergarments have to be the same colour as your shorts.
That's what the FA say, yeah. But they pick and choose whatever
well,
they
this
want
is the point,
to do whenever they want to.
You know, I'm not being pernickety here. I'm just saying, you know, stating what the rules are rules.
Yeah,
that's
rules
what
are rules. But some are sensible rules. And some have nothing to do with football.
Kidderminster 1-0 up now against Salford, and Stockport County are 2-0 up against Leamington.
And I
don't ask me about Bloody Hyde.
Oh, I do.
Why?
Where?
Why not?
Why not? They're not on flash score. It's complicated.
Oh. See, he's the gaffer. That's quite. He can't even get a score from another division. That's how difficult Ben finds things. You just go to livescores.com and they're all on there. But anyway, don't worry about it. We've got FC's skipper for the day. Ben just twizzles his knobs, apparently. That's what I've been told here. Text coming. Twiddles his knobs. And we're wait for FC United and Manchester skipper, Craig Linfield, to be allowed back on the pitch. Oh, shut up with that blubbing.
Ben, just go down there and wade right into him.
Halfway line, Kay. Plays it to Irwin. Kay, now, can he get a decent, decisive ball forward? He plays it into King.
Good
King
ball,
is really well.
Take.
Jamal was actually taken out off the ball.
Ooh.
There. And the referee has deemed that King's ankles were clipped.
Spotted it, yeah, definitely.
It was a good
well
spot,
done, referee, yeah.
Quite often they're missed.
It wasn't the one who actually went for the ball. It was the one that went past him and clipped him.
A good question, Estelle. I'd like to know why Sully keeps nudging me in the ribs. But, you know, he is the gaffer. He is the boss. That's the problem.
I'm looking for your wallet.
Are you? Well, it's going to be a free kick to FC United of Manchester. FC United should have got a wall around their own free kick.
Yeah.
It's something new. One, two, three, four, five players all look to set themselves up. But this will be either, well, it should be Irwin.
Irwin
steps up, takes the shot, doesn't get past the wall, and then hits the ball like a rugby clearance in the air, and then loses out, and Bradford can come away with it. That's a decent ball over the top. It needs to be dealt with by Hughes.
This one now.
And Hughes doesn't head it. He elects a clearing.
Well, lad. That'll do.
Yeah, no, he made the right decision there. He was looking around. He knew that the ball was bouncing awkwardly. He knew he had a player right on his left shoulder. Any mistake there, and he's letting Bradford in.
No, the ball would not settle, would it?
No.
At all?
Ben. No, he had to get rid of that one.
I'm all for that, mate. Get it in row Z.
I'd want him to bring it down and play out, but there's sometimes when you just can't do it.
With the ball on the edge of the penalty area, Jamal Crawford's head doesn't go as far as he'd like it to. And
well,
good defending there by Joel Senior. And we've got a couple of texts in, but we'll read them out a second. I think what Mr. Quinn's saying is he's so glad he's not near that drum. It's bad enough on the radio.
It's distracting.
As the ball down the left hand side again. Can they whip it in, Bradford? But they put it up to the edge of the court, edge of the box. That's a great ball to the air.
Free header.
Oh, and I tell you what, the number nine, Adam Boyes, gets up brilliantly and then he orchestrated his own header over the bar. And he was up there, and he could have quite easily headed that ball down. It should have been 1-0. The ball whipped in was a great one. But again, it was poor defending from FC United, but equally,
it was just his
dreadful header.
Well, his timing of his jump, he sort of hung in the air too long before it came in, and then he had no option.
Well, from defence to attack, and Tom Greaves is going past everyone. He plays it back to Irwin. Irwin plays the special ball out wide right-hand side now to Jamal Crawford. Crawford holds it up a little bit. He's got to Senior, but he plays it to King. Nice. A 1-2 into the penalty effort. Crawford. Crawford's feet. And the shouts for a penalty never going to be given. And a great defender, but King back defending really well. Wins the ball. Kay now plays it forward to Linfield. Linfield looks for some movement and room.
Just keep it.
Plays it out to Higham. Higham to King. King does really well. Skips past one. Gets it to the penalty. Did set the ball with you though, young man. He eventually gets it back. He whips it. That's a great ball to the back post. There's an opportunity. Oh my word. Offside decision against Tom Greaves. And that
he
saves his push in there.
As well, Chester's down.
Well,
if he wasn't offside,
the flag came to his rescue that was.
I should have done it though.
He headed the ball like a pudding.
He really should have.
It's like
he had so much more time than I thought. You know, the ball into him was a floating ball. He was never going to get any power on it. He could have chested it down, chest and volley. And you normally see things like that from Greavesy.
Well, you don't want to see floaters on a football pitch. I don't know if you can help it. But luckily for FC United, the flag came to. Spared his blushes because that was, I say, it was like he was heading a pudding, wasn't it? That one of those flat footballs you find as your way home from school and you play for 20 minutes and you realise this is rubbish. But we're back in play, halfway line with Linfield. Linfield looks for some support, throws himself to the ground, never going to get a free kick there, and FC have to defend. And it's with Hughes who clears his lines, control well by Matty Hill on the far left hand side. I'm still 35 minutes into the game. I want to shout down to Jack and to Tom to tell Jamal and Linfield to swap.
Yeah,
that's what's needed, you know, at the end of the day. But saying that, I mean, the kid Ross has tucked inside now a little bit more, hasn't he? He's got the 12 playing on the outside of him.
Well, the ball all the way back to the goalkeeper, Ed Hallhead. There was no one from FC chasing it. The person he's chasing now is King. King's done really well. And eventually they can clear the lines, have a bit of ease there. Now round Toulson was put under pressure.
And King's looking round behind him to see where the support and cover was. There's no support and cover for him.
Well, here they go now into the penalty area, just out the edge. Can they get the shot away? Great challenge there by Hughes. But the football force for Nicky Rowe outside the area. Nicky Rowe on the outside of his boot. See what he's trying to do there.
Oh,
and it comes off the number 10, Ollie Johnson, and it's a goal kick. And I think Linfield, well, he's down injured. I think that might be. Second time he's gone down, possibly that could be the end of his afternoon, guys.
Yeah, it could have. The first time he went down, they're looking like they are. The first one,
goodness,
I thought it was
gracious, just
a bit
I've never seen a whiter body than that. It's Kieran Glynn coming on. My goodness me. And let's hope Kieran Glynn can play a bit quicker than the way he was, because he was watching the. He was here at 12 o'clock, and he was actually stood for an hour watching the FC United playing Grangeover Sands at the Walking Football, which Grangeover Sands actually won 3-0, but the Grangeover Sands had three ex-professional league footballers playing for them. But anyway, back to you, Emily, sorry.
I don't think it's important anymore. No, the first time he went
whatever
down,
whatever you
I
say
it was
is important, Emily, whatever you say,
just a stinger. I thought, he's just having a little, because he closed the ball down and he got quite a whack on his right cheek. He looks all right. He's looking to carry on, is he?
No, he's gone.
I don't think you can on a day like today get a stinger, can you? It's not the weather for a stinger, and these balls aren't sort of like stingerish, are they?
I don't think it hits you that hard. You can still.
Yeah. I remember when them Mitre Mould Masters used to hit you on a frosty day, and I'd have hurting written right across the cheek of my ass.
What was it like hitting them balls with the laces in them, Roy? How did you find them?
Oh, all right, yeah. Shut up.
Well, Kieran Glynn has an opportunity.
I can't even show you how to actually lace one of them.
Well, if he doesn't play well today, you can imagine the soul is won. We'll have a field day. Well, certain people will, as the ball play from Arsenal. So on his 100th appearance and the captain's armband, he's got off injured. Craig Linfield, and asking for those two to swap.
Well done, lad.
then it's not going to happen now, because the battle is in the midfield at the moment. Touch and turn was initially decent from Johnson, but then his final bit of control was poor. The ball hits over the top and it needs to be dealt with by Frank Bowler. Flicked on there by Hyam. No one there from FC, but Kieran Glynn's back defender. Get up. Yeah. Ryan Toulson there throwing himself to the ground. Linfield asking fairness.
Their manager seems to think he was pushed.
Well, the waffer thin FC United of Manchester, Kieran Glynn. I don't think he pushes anyone off the ball. As Rowe hits the ball, speculative up, headed away by Hughes. Good play by Hughes again. He wins the header, but here come the visitors down the right hand side. It's with Vidal. Vidal does really well
done,
across
lad.
Comes Stevie Irwin, and that way away from Irwin. It's not only going forward with the ball, Irwin, but his defensive duties, they can't go unnoticed. He's a terrier,
he's
isn't
a dynamo.
Yeah,
he works from box to box all the time. He can create, but he can also destroy.
Well,
he does what it says on the can.
39 minutes on the clock. It's a corner ball to the visitors, and we'll have some latest scores coming very shortly from Ben Hughes. As the ball chips in, it's a decent ball again.
Oh.
It's met by the number 6 there, Shane Killock, but equally matched him there was Hughesy.
He tracked him well, yeah. That's what actually nullified the header.
Kidderminster are 2-0 up against Salford. Southport now are 2-0 down against Alphington. Stockport County are now 3-0 up against Leamington. Everything else is 0-0. Boston are 1-0 up against Charlie, I should have said.
And it's 0-0 here is the header on by FC United's Greaves. Doesn't come off for anything. There's an opportunity. The ball goes from one end to the other end. The ball in the penalty area with Boys. Boys plays it out left hand side now to Brooksby. Brooksby got two players around him. To the byline he goes. He tries to play a ball into the penalty. It gets a deflection off an FC player. Nearly falls for Jarvan Vidal, but luckily goes back into the arms of FC's goalkeeper.
Yeah, there was nobody over on this right hand side for Bradford. That could have gone absolutely anywhere. It was spinning. They're the worst kind.
Well, a good flick on there by Greaves. It's a chase on for Kieran Glynn. He's got two players around him. He throws himself in there, which he doesn't. But it's good defending and good play, though, from Bradford Park Avenue. But the clearance isn't the best, and it's intercepted well by Fag Bowler and then headed on by Jamal Crawford. It was a poor one. He's going to make amends for that, trying to win the ball back. Far left-hand side with Mark Ross. Ross plays the ball to the halfway line. And
can you do it?
The ball for Crossfield pass. And Hyam's header falls to... and kindly to FC United of Manchester's King, who nearly gives the ball away. Ball in the penalty area, an offside decision against the big number 9, and a little bit of calamitous play from both sets of players there, and it remains 0-0, and it's a free kick.
There was a little bit of fortune there, to be honest. He stopped the ball, Hyam, and then got in a little bit of a mix-up.
Well, the initial header from Hyam, I thought, was a little bit awkward because he's heading the ball 15, 18 yards to try and bring in King when he could have controlled it.
Well, he should have headed it wide. I've noticed that on Fag Bowler's heading and all. He's been knocking it down for their midfielders. He needs to get a little bit more height and depth.
I think that's one of the things that Fag Bowler can work on perhaps for next season is he wins headers, but it's where the trajectory of the ball lands is something that he needs to work on. As Hyam now on the ball, deep in his own half though, left footed to the halfway line. Glynn's little touch is
a nice one.
And it doesn't quite fall for Irwin, but here comes Kay, and the call is forward from Ben, so Kay obliges and it's out for a goal kick. So Ben, please don't speak again.
Hola radio crew from a very windy southern Spain. The beats of the drum have even reached here. Surely a job for the former Maltese mobster, a.k.a. Coolio Sulio, to silence it at half-time.
Well, the thing is, you see, you don't mind a bit of a salsa beat, do you? A good salsa beat would be good if it had rhythm and everyone was like, you know, and all that. Wouldn't be bad. But you go... Yorkshire. Yorkshire. Wow. No, inventive songs with a drum.
I like the ones like the Red Indians where they just go dun, 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 dun,
I think they're called dun, that's known as First Native or Native Americans. I don't think they're Red Indians, and that's just for anyone listening. We're just trying to, you know, correct. He's older, he's a different generation. I mean, we've found out he used to lace the Caseys.
How?
That's no, listen, we're beyond all that. Alright,
he's a big fan of Peter Pan. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's a big fan of Peter Pan.
Okay, Ben.
Was Peter Pan an Apache?
No, they had the Indians on the island, didn't they, as well?
Oh, of course they did, yeah. You're right there, Ben. Well done.
I watched it this morning, you see.
Yeah, but they...
Finger on pulse.
Well done.
What? Are you letting him get away with what he said? Because basically you watched a children's pro anyway. Luckily,
well done.
There's some
well
football.
Done.
You can say well done all you want. The ball's back to FC United's goalkeeper. It's a little touch there from Alisson. Alisson, have a look. No one in front of him, so he can maybe just take his time and aim this ball towards a redhead. Glyn is the man that is aiming for. Can Glyn get on the end of it? It's like pushing the bat. Referee, let's play continue because it was a fair one.
Excuse me, a native of America's head, not a redhead.
And there goes the tumbleweed for a joke from Sulio. There we go. Anyway, ball on the halfway line. Let's stick to the football, please, boys.
Well,
if Quinn was here, that's what he'd be saying. Stick to the football, please, bullet blokes. See, I picked you up there. No one picked me up on that one anyway. Carry on. It's 0-0.
Nothing.
44 minutes gone on what Ben described earlier on as a sunny, blazing, glorious day here at Broadhurst Park. Long clearance from Alisson. Can FC United get something? He's chested down well by Glyn, and then good play by King. King's got three players around him. He launched the ball left hand side for
Ayub.
Good defending
well
there. And a goal kick ensues.
Great recovery run that off Vidal. Just nullified Hyam in this bottom left hand corner. But one of the problems here, I've been looking at this Tolson, number 12, who's took up the right back's position. He's a little bit uncomfy with King coming out of the centre and staying on this left hand side. You can see his tendencies wanting to go inside and put cover on, but he's really, really aware of King's presence on this left hand flank.
Well, here comes Jamal Crawford. Great skill in front of one, goes past another, crosses side. Referee, let's play continue. Surely, oh, this time the referee had a chance. I mean, he's done really. Red card.
Oh, pity me. What's the red card?
I wasn't expecting that one at all. That's quite.
Oh, that's dreadful refereeing. Oh, referee, you've got that wrong completely.
Yeah,
it's going to benefit FC United. But it's a red card
and
a straight
red.
That's
a terrible decision, that. Pity me.
It was an absolutely fantastic weaving run from Jamal. I don't see what the referee's seen there because it didn't look high, it didn't look clumsy. He's just been caught out by some fast feet from Jamal. He's put a challenge in that. I wouldn't have even been calling for a booking on something like that.
I wouldn't. That is
ridiculous.
I don't understand it.
Three additional minutes, but that is woeful refereeing.
I don't think anybody in here, and none of the players were expecting that to happen.
And just before half time as well, could you not just have a word with him?
Well, the thing there as well is he's let play continue on a few occasions. The ball was being played out wide right, a yard into the penalty area. He could have carried on play, and then FC United have a free kick, though they're taking it quickly.
Oh, wow! That is a free kick.
And King obliges with an absolute stunner.
Wow.
But the problem is, it's come from a free kick that
should have been
sent off. And it was a free kick.
It was a free kick. It's a decision after the free kick that I don't understand and I don't agree with. But what a. Wow. He's hit that. He could have hit that any better. That has hit the top corner perfectly across the goalkeeper.
I'll tell you what, that's. It's a great goal, but
it takes a shine off it, doesn't it? For
it does
me.
Really big
that's,
style.
That's the problem.
Shine off it.
Great goal, but
that is a poor decision.
It was
sending that lad.
I mean,
off.
The thing is, as I said, the referee's been allowing play to continue.
Yeah, I thought he's been doing well.
But
with
as
that.
Soon as he saw that challenge in his mind, it was a red card
straight away, wasn't it? Because there was players over it, and he would have let it go
anywhere else, and that's why he must have thought straight away red card. I mean, there wasn't a huge amount of
nobody was even asking. The reaction of the players tells you that it didn't seem to be that rash of a challenge. It didn't look high, it was just a challenge that you see all the time in games.
And in fairness to the Bradford players, they could have argued long and hard.
Yeah,
even
no,
more
that's
so
it. They could have,
you know,
I think the lad Hill, I think he was stunned by it all.
Yeah,
even walking off he was stunned by it. Well, and I feel that the other players on the field were also stunned by it.
Well, he came off the pitch, didn't he, Hill? And he didn't even I mean, normally there's going to be infuriation.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's putting in the dressing room now in shock still.
Yeah, wondering what.
Unless the angle from the referee, he sees something that we can't see. But I can't see that.
He actually made contact with the ball. Yeah, the ball moved away.
The reaction that you normally get, the reaction of the players, if it's a different angle and it looks different from up here, the reaction of the players around him would give away what had happened.
Well, the ball at the edge of the area now with Greaves, plays it back to King, who's had a very good game, let's get be honest.
He's been brilliant.
And he plays a lovely ball down the left-hand side for Hayen. Can he keep it in play? Towards the back post, the ball goes. Needs to be cleared. It's a decent clearance. But the second ball, still in the penalty area. It's eventually cleared out to the halfway line and be picked up by Adam Boyes. Boyes plays it across left-hand side to Ollie Johnson. Good play there from FC United of Manchester. Two players converge there, and
they're going to send him off for that one because that's as damn at the same.
Well, you never know. The referee might hate flags as well. I mean, not flags, sorry, drums. And he might think, you know, well, that might shut him up. I'll send the player off. He'll stop drumming, but it clearly hasn't. It hasn't worked.
No, I mean, I've been thinking all the way through that the referee's been doing the right things. He's been playing the advantage, letting the game flow. That only he'll know.
Well, it's a free kick, the ball into the penalty area. Irwin wins the header. King's there.
Wow.
Whacked in the back, but the referee lets the play continue. Here comes Kieran Glynn. Three players around him, rides one, and there's a late challenge on Kieran Glynn.
That's worse. He's gone back pocket. Jeez. It's another red. That was worse than the previous, but even so, he's.
Well,
he won the ball.
he got a foot on that ball.
He's got the angle that he's come in at as well isn't behind.
It's not even tackled him from behind. Kieran Glynn's turned right into the tackle.
It's a free kick. I'd agree with a free kick, but as soon as that challenge went in, I knew he was going to get the same decision was going to happen.
I did not honestly think the referee was going to do that. I cannot believe he's done that. He's just made two absolute monumental cock-ups as a referee. It's woeful. It is woeful refereeing. We haven't won this game yet, but you do not want to win a game of football based upon two absolutely. You can't do that as a player, can you, Roy?
No.
But as a manager, you've got to be absolutely infuriated.
I'd definitely be asking him a few questions at half-time.
I think if it was you, Roy, I don't think the referee would be actually out for the second half, would he?
Well, he would be out.
Absolutely awful.
He would be out for the second half.
I could understand why the Bradford supporters below us. Absolutely. But that has killed the drum.
Do you know what's killed?
So you know what? The drums, two sending offs, no drum. Brilliant. That's the only consequence. Two dreadful referee decisions.
Terrible decisions.
Both of them. Horrendous.
Just no sense in them.
Be careful now. Don't take it. Make a challenge. Well, I think you're going to need every steward around the referee. To be honest, the Bradford players themselves may well surround the referee. Absolutely.
Well, no, I think the coach and the manager's doing the right thing here. He's pushing his player.
Yeah, he doesn't want any more sending.
Yeah, no, he's.
You know, the sad thing about it all is.
Get them away.
You take those two decisions and incidents contest. Out of it.
It's been a great game.
The game's been a good game, but the referees made it a good game as well.
Are we allowed to sing along with their supporters, the song that they're singing? Because I concur with that. Because
absolutely. He's ruined it now.
I think the same.
Really
the referee is a banker.
On a Saturday afternoon, they're closed, aren't they, Banks? Very, very incredible refereeing, to be honest. And all happening here in the last 8 minutes of the game. FC United take a 1-0 advantage with a wonder strike and free kick from King. But all the talking points will be based upon Mr. Referee, the man in the middle, David Underwood. Well, Underwood, I think he'd have to go underground after this game.
He might have to, because just absolutely bizarre. Like, the game has flowed and he's allowed the game to flow. He's managed it really well up until the last 5 minutes. Just seems madness. I mean, it was a free kick and it was a fantastic free kick taken by King. But the decision to follow it, There's no way. I wouldn't have even booked the players for those challenges.
No, I think you're dead right. Listen, at half time here, in a really exciting game. I think Quinney's come up with maybe the referee just couldn't bear the drum anymore, and he's done the reason, done it for that reason. But here at Broadhurst Park, and an even contest for 45 minutes, and a good game of football. The referee has changed the complexity hugely, but here. But here at Broadhurst Park, we leave you back in. Luckily, a little bit of you've got a little bit of salad cream and salad coming. It's 1-0 here at Broadhurst Park. FC United match of that is 1 Bradford Park Avenue 0.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. You're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And, well, FC United are 1-0 up. Woods Owens, that's up all with us for the half-time show. And, well, there's only one place we could start, really. And,
Broadhurst Park. The 45th minute.
Well, I said to the referee assessor, because...
hello, you mean you said to the ref?
I know the referee assessor because
he knows him personally.
Bet you've just dropped that, mate. You've just dropped that name. Pick it up, mate.
But he's, the last time he assessed the game was the Curzon Ashton match.
Yes.
And that
another
referee
contentious
was,
game.
That referee was dreadful, his memory serves. And I said to him as he was walking off, well, he can't be any worse than the last one.
Yes.
It transpires, he can.
He actually laughed at that statement.
I mean, they're not even bookings, are they?
The first one probably was.
For the cynical nature of it.
The cynical nature of it. I mean, he pointed as well as gave the red card. If he hadn't pointed, I would have assumed he just got the wrong card out of his pocket. I'll be honest with you. The second one, I mean, I was still up here with you at that point. I see why he's giving it, because from his angle, I think he thinks he's gone through him two-footed. He has won the ball. It's a dangerous tackle. It's a foul.
He's got a check, though, hasn't he?
It's a yellow card. It is not a straight red as quick as that. And as soon as he went to his back pocket, he knew straight away it's a red card.
It could be that he's not brought the other card out.
It could be that.
He's covering his tracks.
It's sort of like he's only got a red one. So when he gets into the dressing room, he said, "No bookings, lads. You can come back on." I don't know.
There was a booking, a sending off for Kieran Glynn a while ago. And it was that Curzon match, actually.
Second yellow.
Yeah, and there was the Curzon red card as well in the same game. And the referee, Swampy made the point on that night, the referee just couldn't wait to get the card out of his pocket to send him off. There has to be a kind of a questioning mechanism in the referee's mind that goes, I should check with my colleague over there who might have a better view.
No, I don't agree with checking.
They don't agree at this level. They don't bring assistants in hardly ever, do they?
No, they don't.
But you've got if you're going to make a judgment like that, you're going to have to check, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, the second one.
It
would have been right in front of where I would normally sit if I'd not wandered over early. So it might be a different angle. If I go over there, they might say, you know what, he went straight through. I thought he went through him from behind. The second one.
No, he's side on.
He's not. He's sort of come behind him. And I get that. And I get the referee's behind it.
He's clearly won the ball.
Yeah, but you can win the ball and clear out a player and be dangerous. It doesn't matter if you win. Winning the ball is winning the ball is as big a myth as he never touched
I understand.
Irrelevant.
I understand. It's also about the venom that you go in there and how far off the deck your feet are. His feet are on the deck. It's a good tackle.
No, the law is reckless and out of control. So if the referee...
telling you, he had control because he got the ball quite cleanly.
I think he didn't get it cleanly.
Yeah,
he can't get it cleanly because Kieran's limbs off. He's not got it cleanly. If he got it cleanly, he wouldn't have touched him. So he's not got it cleanly.
It's a foul,
and it's probably a yellow card.
We should also mention the brilliance of the free kick from King.
Well, I've not finished with the referee yet.
Well, I think the first one is
just baffling. I'm playing with your thing image. I'm not going to pull it out. You're all right.
The referee has
the first one's baffling.
The referee has ruined the game because it was a good game up until that point.
Well, I thought we were ruining it by being poor against a poor
I
side.
I don't think we were being poor.
We're poor in context and we're playing a poor side. They're not. You can see they're bereft of confidence. You can see that they've won one in 10 away games.
Okay, fair enough. But they
we're not playing poor.
It was a decent end-to-end game. There was stuff going on at even ends.
Yeah, I agree.
But he's ruined it now. And the other thing is as well, he's also set a precedent for the second half. There's going to be another red card, isn't there?
My thinking when the second card came out was that it's decisions like that can influence a relegation battle, because one team gets points on a given day.
I agree, yeah.
And it can turn the thing upside down.
You've got to take Irwin and Kay off next, haven't you?
No.
You've got to take them off.
No, they've got the game isn't won yet.
Depends who you want to bring on, to be honest with you.
Someone who's not going to put a tackle in, because apparently that shows intent.
But as we know already this season, having 9 men does not prevent you winning a match.
No, that's very, very true.
We'll go
to the free kick then. King, obviously, they got the dates mixed up. He's going back to Bolton on Monday. So we've got
a good way to
day.
Sign off.
A cracking goal. A wonder free kick, really.
Yeah, I mean, it shows his quality, and we know he's played at a high level, and it shows.
I spoke to him before the game. He expects to be on Bolton's bench on Monday night.
Yeah, well, so, I'm
depending
not
sure. How he feels after today's game.
Yeah, I mean, he can see by the way he plays, he is a player of quality, isn't he?
Absolutely. I thought he was trying a little bit too hard to some of the, he's kept all the ball a bit too long. Because you can see it's his last game. He knows it's his last game. He's having shots left, right and centre.
He wants to sign up.
He's got his goal, hopefully. Yeah. You know, I think he's been great. I think he's been really, really good player for us and again today.
I think we should also mention the sitter that was missed by Bradford.
The header.
Boys right in front of goal, 6 yards out.
Should have scored. Yeah.
Didn't hit the target. Central position. That could have changed the game.
And you talk about referees, but misses like that influence relegation battles as well. Of course they do.
Yeah.
It's not just down to the officials.
And of course, it's the suspensions that kick in as well.
Absolutely.
You know, correct.
Just to bring this back to the referee.
Oh, you're lovely.
Here we go.
It's not me, it's correspondent.
We've had this man before.
El Samino has said, thought the first was harsh, second looked a solid red.
No, not a solid red. I see why he's giving it, but it's a yellow.
The clue is the crowd reaction. Right.
Yes.
And I know we've got the Bradford fans here, but you could literally hear the pantomime shock horror noises from the SMRE, especially in that first one. I've never heard a noise like that before.
I think the first one was greeted with amazement.
It was amazing. It was an amazing noise.
I actually stood away, what? As if it was my team that had been wronged. I was like, what are you doing, man?
First was a booking, nothing more, and very harsh. The second, he jumped in with his studs, dangerous, and the correct decision. That's from Chris.
I think that's fairly sensible comment there, I would say.
I don't think he's a million miles. I think the red was harsh for the second, but I don't think he's far off the mark.
When was this, the red card? The second red? It was like second minute in to added time.
Yeah,
it was probably the time added on for the first one on the free kick and the celebrations, ironically enough.
Yeah, maybe. So second half is coming up very, very shortly. What do we need to do then?
Well, it's like Paul just said.
See if we can get down to 8.
Yeah. Look at Neil Long trying to get it abandoned, keep getting players sent off.
We did have a women's teams game where we actually won it 23-1, and
that's like most.
They had no subs. Two players went off injured in the second half. Another one got sent off, so they were down to 8. Another player tried to get herself sent off. The referee refused to send her off.
Brilliant.
We reached the 88th minute, and he decided to send her off at that point and declare the game as a result. So he foiled the tactics.
Wasn't this fella for here today, was it?
Me and you have seen rugby matches where that happens, where the hooter goes and they try and get a foul out of it just to get
the foul
in the game.
The voluntary tackle, but it's a penalty. It's won a grand final at Old Trafford for St Helens by he went down with nobody within 25 yards of him.
Anyway,
second half, you know what? Paul was right there. You know, we've seen it with the Stockport game.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. And if it follows the second half from Tuesday, where our opponents raised their game, I mean, they've nothing to lose now. They're down to 9 men. They've nothing to lose whatsoever.
The worst thing we can do is come out of the dressing room and
think
we've
won the game. Correct. Absolutely. If that happens, we're in danger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Woodso, for
right,
joining
you know,
us.
You know,
always a pleasure.
I like
always
I like,
a joy.
I like you've
Have you got any scores?
I like how you've cut me off early because I don't agree with your view of the second. I like that. Censorship at FCM Radio. We're going to start our own radio station. There's the censorship that's going on here.
Ben FM.
Ben FM, yes. We'll nick your name and everything.
What the hell is this? I've let you speak now for 15 minutes.
Hello. And I'm getting bored with myself, to be honest.
Right, thank you very much, Woodsell.
Always a pure pleasure. Oh, you've got to
get it's the best joke in the world.
Always a cutoff.
Just to give you some half-time scores elsewhere, Alfreton are now 2-0 up against Southport. That's not the result we want regarding Alfreton. But Leamington are getting beat 3-0 at Edgeley Park against Stockport County. Kidderminster 2-0 up against Salford. North Ferriby 0, Blyth Spartans 0. Harrogate are 1-0 up against Gainsborough. That's good. We want that second relegation spot nailed as quickly as possible, don't we?
And it's interesting also that Harrogate and Salford are going in different directions at the moment.
Yes, very much so. Curzon 0, Tamworth 0, and Boston are 1-0 up against Chorley.
Certainly, as we play at Leamington next week, a heavy defeat this today might very well be in our favour, especially if they pick up any cards as well.
Well, it looks like there's going to be a substitution as well. Thank you, Stato Paul, for joining us. No women's team tomorrow, we should say. That game's been postponed due to Curzon being unable to field a team. We will bring you a women's team match in the future at some point. But it's now time for the second half. This is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Armour. And it's now time, as the boos ring out, for our expert commentary team of Emily Maguire, Roy Sewell and Swampair.
They're ringing out for us.
Thank you very much, Ben. A little bit of volume would be good.
That's what I was implying by, yes.
Frank Mulhern is a substitute for Bradford Park Avenue. Just talking to a couple of neutrals, actually, from South Lincolnshire that are on a stag do here this afternoon. They've come up from Lincolnshire to watch some football and have a good evening. And I think they were of the same opinion as everybody else in the ground. Two disgraceful decisions, however... It's now for FC United to maybe and hopefully get out second half, score another three or four, exploit the situation. The other thing to bear in mind, though, Roy, is a referee has made two decisions and Emily may well want to even this up a little bit.
Well, definitely.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Maybe in one situation, definitely, but I can't see him doing it for two. But I just know how referees sometimes don't think. Let alone do things now.
The fact that there's an assessor here, does an assessor have an opportunity or a right to go into the dressing room at half time and maybe just have a quick chat to the referee?
Yeah, can have a word with him by all means. But a
lovely touch there by King to Kieran Glynn. Glynn's ball with the outside, but it's wonderful
strike.
It's an opportunity for FC United to make it 2-0, but good save for the goalkeeper there of Tom Greaves. What a lovely ball, the outside of the boot from Kieran Glynn. Now the one thing now in the second half, with a nine men they have, is there's lots of room for him to really show his magic there. I was just listening to the announcement. There's the Bradford bus, they need the coach driver. Something's happened to the Bradford bus. I hope it's not the same situation to Tommy Lawson's Marine last week, where they arrived at the ground and just before they got there, and the bus set alight.
I'm just hoping the referee hasn't been out there and given him a red card.
The ball back with Allison. So if you just joined us, the nine men of Bradford Park Avenue find themselves a goal down. A great free kick taken by FC United's King. This is his definite last game for FC United and Manchester. Now there was a free kick. The referee doesn't decide to give it. Higham down injured, and Bradford come through the middle. Great defensive play there, though, by FC United of Manchester's Steve Irwin.
The general consensus from some supporters who've been in touch with us from down there was the second one was a red because his studs were up.
No, it wasn't.
I think the second one was worse than the first, but...
Well, here come FC United. We've got a chance to talk about that in a second. There's a good play there initially.
Yes.
Well, there's a break in play here at FC. Yeah. Not on the pitch, just because the sandwiches have been brought. Coffee's around, yes. Black coffee, no sugar, thank you. A glass of any water? Is there any water in there? A glass of water?
No.
Does anybody want to buy
that's
a butter?
Okay. No, oh, you don't mind?
No.
Ball on this right hand side by with Senior. So there may well be just me commentating in the next 5 minutes while this lot have you know, just one or two, Ben. One or two.
I'll have these three. I mean one. They stuck together.
Woman next.
I hate it when that
Woods. I have never seen Woodso run so quick in his life. I thought something had happened. He's just spotted sandwiches, hasn't he, Woodso? He slid across like Fred Astaire. Goodness gracious, we've got a goal kick.
That's I was thinking more like a pair of stairs.
Well, the drum's even louder this second half. It's a strong header there and a fair one there from Fagbola. King on the ball, halfway line. Can he get beyond the number 12 there? Ryan Toulson, no he can't. It's a throw into FC United of Manchester as the plate of sandwiches stays. I might have a slice of cucumber. But it's Hughes. I don't want it, actually, I decided. Thank you. Not because it's been your hands, I don't want one now. You can have them. And he dispatches him with a plum. And that's the cucumber from Roy Sewell, not FC United. 1-0 up they are. And could have made it 2 in the opening few minutes. Good football from FC through the middle. Irwin and the man Glynn on the ball now combine a beautiful ball. The outsider's a boot by Kieran Glynn. Some people have been saying on the older information message boards that Kieran Glynn hasn't been the same player since he was told that another club was looking for him or looking at him. But for me, still got a bonus of quality, and him together with a lot of the younger players will shine next evening even more so as the ball halfway line with the visitors. Thank you very much. A cup of black coffee there. It's fine when you ask for a black coffee, you get half a cup, even though you know you've asked for a black. They don't fill it up as a ball over the top needs to be dealt with by Fagbola. Good cushion header by Fagbola, but only as far as the number 11, and Jamie Spencer from distance hits a long ball and it's out for a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. And FC will be afforded plenty of room and time on the ball, you expect in the second half, and be able to knock it about and not necessarily use it as a training session. I would think trying to get a couple of goals in the second half is a must, as Irwin urges senior on. There's Jamal, two players around him. Good touch and turn there from him. Does really well. Riser challenge there from Rowe, and he's down the byline. Can he get the ball to the area, penalty area? He can. He just stabs it a little bit awkwardly, but it goes over a throw-in on this near touchline.
Yeah, done well to create space for himself, you know, turning three players there. But his final ball just needs a bit of work.
Well, Sini now, can he deliver? But he plays it to Kieran Glynn. Glynn plays the ball inside. It's an awkward ball, not a decent one, given away. Rowe takes over, allows Spencer to clear his lines, but charged down. Rowe back on it, hits the ball high in the air, halfway line. This should be bread and butter for Hughes. He wins the ball, but second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt. But it's good play by Wayne Brooksky. Brooksy plays it out wide right to the number two, Ross. Ross in turn plays it to the byline. Back of the ball now, Mark Ross, 10 yards into FC's half. Ball picked off him there. Good play there by Hayemi. Just picked the ball off him, and then the ball over the top for FC United's number 9. Keeper comes out and clears his lines, and the halfway line, the ball should be found by an FC player. And in the back
knee
there.
In the back, no, in there. No.
He's done up for it.
Well, Wayne Brooksby's the man. And, well, even the Bradford fans are now singing off. There was a knee there.
There was a knee in the back, but
he's looking where the ball's going, and there's not a great deal in it. And it's only going to be a free kick. And ironic singing now from the Bradford supporters. Well, I think they must be disappointed that's not a third red. And FC will have this free kick. Eventually, the referee allows the ball to be taken. It's with Glynn. Simple ball out left hand side to King. King now, the overlap there is with Higham. He cuts inside, which was a little bit too much of it, and gives the ball away. And concedes a free kick. And ironic cheers. And I think it'd be every free kick that they get, there's going to be an ironic moment of comedy coming from Bradford. A team who were, for large parts of the season, have really surpassed themselves this season, right up there at the top, and doing really, really well. But mid-table mediocrity, it seems, for them for the rest of the season. As Fagbola has to try and deal with the ball, he plays it out to Kay. Kay plays it to Hayem does well. Back to Kay. Kay opens his body well, plays it nicely to Irwin. Irwin rolls the ball to the right-hand side now. Here comes Senior FC kicking towards the SMRE in this second half. 1-0 up they find themselves. Ball hit from right to left this time. High and back on it. King takes over. 25 yards outside the penalty area of the visitors. The ball into the penalty. Great
ball. Lovely ball.
How has Tom Greaves missed that? That is his bread and butter. 6 yards. He glanced the ball wide. All he needed to do was just put his head on it, not do anything other than just let it hit him.
He just had to guide it in.
And he's guided it well wide.
Just direct it.
Time for him to come off, as far as I'm concerned.
You don't expect that. You don't expect that from him, you know. But a fantastic ball in, and I thought it was a lovely ball, and I thought it was going to be a lovely goal, but he's taken his eyes away. I think he's just turned his body.
I think he's just expected it to float straight into the net, to be honest. Yeah, yeah. But
that's 6 games.
Just put it in there.
We're sitting on 6 games against Bradford Park Avenue, where Tom Greaves hasn't scored yet.
Well, there's still time for him, as Kieran Glynn brings it down in his chest. Rowe tries to intercept the ball. It falls off of King. King's touch is nice. Plays it to Higham. Plays it inside now to Kay. Higham has the ball back. Ball inside now to Glynn. Now Glynn has an opportunity to open the ball or open his body. Plays it out wide right to Irwin. In turn, plays it to Senior. Senior to the byline. Jamal says play it out wide right hand side. He eventually does get it in the penalty area. Stab forward there.
Oh!
An overhead kick doesn't quite come off for Tom Greaves. And some gentleman decided to just scream down my ear there. I don't know why. Well, that was all about. As if it's our fault. He's not an happy man. I wouldn't be if I was dressed like he was either. To be honest, he's like,
what, like Kermit?
A giant frog.
Looks like a lettuce.
A lettuce. As Irwin on the halfway line. Good movement on the far left-hand side there by Higham, but he plays it in turn to his near touchline to Senior. Senior back now to Irwin. King has it 10 yards outside the penalty area. Cuts inside. Left footed, plays it long.
A bit too heavy.
A bit too heavy there. He was thinking about the shot.
Yeah.
Chose not to. Played it out a little bit over hit. And there's going to be another substitution. And it's going to be Danny Boschel coming on. And Jamie Spence is the man that comes off. And the thing is, looks, it's 9 men versus 11 at the moment. It's only 1-0. It's only 1-0. That's the thing.
My feelings are that
10 minutes of the second half gone already.
Yeah, well, they've kept the 16 up top, which is Mulhern, and he's basically on his own. I just feel that BPA are trying to get a corner, a set play or something where they can get a few players up there, you know, and maybe steal it or steal a goal from a set play.
Well, the ball halfway line, headed on there by Higham, flicked in, well played by Tom Greaves. The ball from FC United and Manchester's Kieran Glynn results in a throw into FC. Higham back on the ball now, back to the halfway line to Fagbola, plays it across down to Hughes. Hughes should be a simple ball on this near touch line to Senior. Senior's ball's woeful, and it allows Wayne Brooks Breed to come away with it.
Oh.
But good play from FC United. They've gathered the second ball, they've won that. We talked about that on Tuesday. FC won a lot of second balls, and here comes FC United's number 7, Jamal. And there,
oh, he is.
Is that a penalty?
It's just outside. It's just outside.
Ooh,
as he's coming.
Oh, he's very lucky there. Now that's a rash challenge. That's a yellow card.
Well, he stuck his foot out, didn't he? He stuck his leg out.
And the referee's going to give nothing.
No, he's not.
Just a free kick.
And to be honest, I feel that this is better suited to Irwin than the previous ones I've watched him take. I just feel that his free kicks lose any sort of momentum. I think a bit closer to goal like this one is, I think he might come into his own here.
Well, it's either going to be Irwin, King,
King's going to fancy
King's,
it, isn't
yeah,
it?
He's going to...
King's going to fancy it, but I just feel
it'd be
hard
to take it from him after his last effort. Mm. But it's a lot closer, is it? It's a lot harder. The technique, you know, up and over and...
This isn't going up and over. This is going straight down
it,
the throat. It's going to absolutely, for me, from
drill
there,
it, yeah.
Absolutely drill it. Let them jump in the air and it go underneath them. King, dead centre. Can he make it 2 to FC?
I'm just going to thump it.
King.
Yes.
2-0. Exactly what I said. He siphoned it under the wall.
It's not even gone with the power, really.
And it's got a slight deflection and it's straight into the back of the net through the middle. And that was the right decision for me, was to hit it as the defence the wall jumped up, straight through, straight underneath them. And 2-0 to FC.
Absolutely. I mean, they've done really well, Bradford, you know, playing for, what is it, 10, 12 minutes now. And you look like the more that goes on, the more belief that they would have got. But Free kick on the edge of the area. Well taken, well executed. Like you say, he's thought about it.
He did. He put a bit of thought into it, definitely. Yeah. Thing is, like, this place should well know what playing with 9 men with is about, and they can't take the foot off the throat now. They've got to keep the foot on the throat.
That's it. They've got to keep pushing forward. Keep Bradford under pressure, because you know they're doing well. They're keeping it compact, but.
Can we say
just need to tie them out?
Can we say keep our foot on the accelerator rather than the throat? It's a little graphic, that, isn't it, for the younger listeners, thinking that we're actually standing on people's necks as Brooksby now on this near touchline. Good play there by Senior, but Brooksby still has it, and good play from FC's youngster there, Senior, still in play though, the ball, and no free kick given. Brooksby wins the ball back. The ball chips towards the back post. It needs to be headed away. It's a good clearance there by Fagbola, and King is back to win it. Plays it to Irwin eventually, and then a great ball by Irwin. Spreads the play 50 yards. Hyam keeps it in. Two red shirts in front of Hyam, and Hyam shoulder with a player, plays really well. Ball comes across, and his final delivery after all that great work comes to nothing, and it's out for a goal kick.
Got two players totally unmarked, Jamal and King, and all he's got to do is just dink it towards the back post area.
He'd done everything else right. You know, the ball from Steve Irwin's absolutely pinpoint, brilliant. Opened them up. A fantastic run. He's showed a lot of strength there. Hyam coming down, and the space opened up. He had time in front of him.
Some breaking news down at the Agra. Kidderminster 4, Salford 0.
Ooh. And how's Abergate's score?
Still 1-0 against Gainsborough.
A long high ball. Up goes Hughes. He wins the header. Second ball picked up though by the visitors, Brooksby. He's been impressive all afternoon for me. Brooksby's worked well in the midfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's, am I right? He was at North Ferriby?
Hey, Brooksby, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the FA Trophy winning team a few seasons ago. 2084 here this afternoon. 2084 is your crowd of the afternoon. Luckily, there's no shirts to win this afternoon, so there will be no FC shirt bingo. Although a gentleman below us won 4 shirts. He's donated 2 back to the club for the reserve tickets. His Greaves now plays the ball to King. King, the ball wasn't the best of balls, and King could have done better. And now here's FC United's Kieran Glynn. He loses out. 3 players surround him, and they go all the way back. And Danny Boschel plays it all the way back to his goalkeeper. And it takes a couple of touches. Good 20 yards outside of his penalty area now. Hits it right footed. Nonchalantly, but only as far as Fagbola. Fagbola's head only meets and finds an opposition player, and the ball with Nicky Rowe on the halfway line, out right hand side now with Boschel. Plays it inside, nice touch and turn, and there's an opportunity to get a shot away. The visitors on the edge of the area, here is an opportunity. First half shot comes in, and in all fairness, Luca Haven from there should be doing better. He's made the goalkeeper, had to make the save, but it's a very simple save, isn't it, guys?
It was. It lost a lot of power. It didn't actually strike through the ball. He skimmed it, and it was just a P-roll over it, basically, for Alisson to take into his gloves.
Talking of peas, if anyone wants anything to eat here at Broaders Park, I recommend the mushy peas. Fantastic. It's a lovely ball. The outside of his boot. Offside decision against King, which is interesting because he was on the shoulder of the player there, and they were both running together. But
that was an interesting one, because I mean the timing of the through ball, the placement of the through ball was brilliant, and like you say, I thought he'd come from behind. But decisions made, and
it's going to be a header on there.
Well done, lad.
As several happy, shall we say, visiting supporters question the validity of FC United's support. As the ball back with FC's Alisson takes a touch, simple ball inside to Hughes, who takes an extra touch, didn't really need to put himself under pressure there. Ball chipped forward for Jamal, hits it on his knee, and then he'll concede a free kick.
Now you see these moments here, now it gives BPA the opportunity to get a few players up. And these are the moments that FC really need to switch on. Good concentration levels.
Well, Nicky Rowe, tennis free kick. It's about 5 yards in from the touchline. 25 yards into FC's half. This ball being whipped into the penalty area. And it's a little bit flat and it's headed away by Kay. Kieran Glynn intercepts really the first challenge, does really well. Now Glynn, halfway line. Ball just bobbles in front of him, but he sets himself and then chips the ball wide right hand side for Jamal Crawford. This time, Jamal doesn't have quite the legs. And, corner ball.
Dearly me, what's going on here? I'll tell you what, that ball wasn't out neither. I think there's a bit of benevolent decisions going on here between the linesman and the referee.
Well, Ryan Chilson, as you said, there was a man that FC United could have exploited in the first half a little bit more. Jamal is down injured.
Apparently, that's our first corner of the game. It doesn't feel like that, does it? We've had a couple, haven't we?
I'm not going to question Sasso
Paul. I'm questioning that.
Apparently, you're right.
Well, we know he's right. That's why we don't question him. Never question the Stato Paul. Ben, your son seems to be enjoying the drums. In all fairness, I don't really care whether or not he's 19, 35 or 7.
So I'll take him to Manchester Storm and get out of the system.
Yeah. FC United are making a substitution. It's Jamal Crawford coming off. I think that's tired legs more than anything.
Yeah, you could see on that last run, you know, you'd expect him to get on the end of the ball that was played to him by Kieran Glynn, but you could see he just didn't have it in him.
Yeah, it was a little bit weary, wasn't it?
And Gerard Garner got an opportunity to come on and have 25 minutes. And he scored that all-important goal at Boston to make it 3-2. Sorry, 3-all. Well, and 4-2. 4-3. Who cares? Another product of Fleetwood coming on, and FC United, product of FC United going off. And again, showing a little bit of quality to the youngster from FC. The more games he gets under the belt, the better he's going to get. And FC going to take the corner ball quickly, but you can't take the corner while there's no assistant referee. He's still taking it short. And 10 yards. The referees are wanting the Bradford players to get back. Take it quickly. Ball whipped into the penalty near post. It's headed away. Irwin will be under the second ball though, you'd expect. Back to the halfway line, simple ball for Senior. He should just roll it onto Kay. He does exactly that. Kay should play it out wide right hand side now, but he plays it back to Senior. Then Senior just chips the ball forward into no man's land, and it's dealt with very comfortably by Bradford Park Avenue. And it's back with the goalkeeper, Halls. Halls plays it out wide right now. And the ball high, long over the top. It's a decent ball, needs to be dealt with by Fagbola. Fagbola's header was an awkward one, luckily for FC. Senior there.
Been terrible this game.
Well, that's the one thing you say. Yeah, I think if he works on it, he can learn as King now. On a hat trick, takes over, plays the ball out to Kools. Sorry, to FC United number 16.
First
this should
time.
Be, it could be number could be three. And for some reason, Garner played it behind everybody. He was trying to be unselfish, playing his manager.
Well,
he should have been shot shooting himself, and it should be 3-0.
Yeah, you don't do that when you're in there, you know. There's been unselfish in certain times of the game, but when you've got the Bradford defence were coming across and they were closing down.
There's unselfish and there's naive.
Yeah, exactly. The goal is there to be scored. You take it.
Naivety is certainly the case. It's now Senior against Brooksby. Cuts inside well, the youngster again. Showed a bit too much of it and just slightly slips, and you'll lose the ball to Rowe. And Rowe gives the ball away, and Irwin will take over to Kay. Kay plays, should play it out to King. King from distance has the shot. Back to Kay. Kay ball sweeps out to the right hand side for Garner now. Garner in the penalty area. Takes it to the byline. Good ball in. Who's he going to find? He's going to find Scott Kay from distance.
Bumble and it's going to be. There it is. Garner on the end of it.
Well, I've got to say the commentary for the goals has been absolutely bobbins because the ball came across and it took an eternity to where it was going, and then Garner popped and banged it in.
Well, he's shown the initiative there, and he's followed the ball in, but it was bobbling around. It was underneath, I think it was Greaves' feet, and Bradford couldn't clear it.
It was the back pass from Kay that confused me, because he just basically just taps it in.
He just passed it.
He P-rolled it.
You know what he did? He passed it into an area that he expected someone to be coming onto. As it was, They got a bit of a mix-up in melee between Tom Greaves and one of their defenders, and as he came across, the lad, it just fell to his foot and he just thumped it straight in the net.
But you're not telling me for
just a little bit of fortune.
For about 15 yards out, you should be just absolutely put your foot through it.
Put your foot through it.
No, you do, but...
What would Corbett do? That's the question.
Jeremy?
No, Zach.
Jeremy Corbett?
Zach.
Zach Corbett.
Well, I thought he was on about Harry. He stuck his hand up.
Well, there you go. FC United now comfortable. 3-0 up here at Broadhurst Park against the nine men. Let's not forget the nine men of Bradford Park Avenue, who basically have stuck to the task and worked tremendously hard. It's very difficult to come back.
They've still made FC work for this result.
They have. It's the ball up towards Greaves. Can Greaves get rid of his duck? No, he can't, because he ducked under that ball and it's into the hands or feet of the goalkeeper.
You see, at this stage now,
ain't that duck?
Although we're like 3-0 3-0 up and got 3 points in the thing. In the bag. I'd be looking at maybe doing something with our goal difference. Maybe change the shape of this team. Because if you can't do it now, you'll never be able to do it.
It's a good point. But you know how difficult it can be to play against nine. And Stockport County found that to their amazement some time ago now. But this result is...
A different scenario, this.
Of course it is. But this is a result for FC United and Manchester that is... Again, one will build confidence with the game coming thick and fast. Two games next week, Leamington away and then York City at home. An all-ticket affair, the York City game. There's the ball that's near touchline now with Shane Killock. Plays it inside to Bushell. Nice play there. Lovely ball by Brooksbury. And here's an opportunity.
Whoa, down the right side. Good ball.
It's going to be 3-1, is it? No, great defensive work from FC's goalkeeper. And
good play, that.
It was great play because the ball on the halfway line by Brooksbury split, took three.
From Garner.
Took three FC players out as Garner now on the ball. Simple ball. He's making amends already for his wasteful mistake. And the ball now left hand side with Higham. Plays it to King. King still on a hat trick. He chips in. It's a decent ball. Opportunity behind the back post there.
Oh,
a save by the goalkeeper. And is it going to be a goal kick or a corner ball?
Corner, it should be. Came off the keeper, didn't it?
And he's put somebody in there. I think as well.
He's not. He's given a penalty to FC.
Has he?
It's a handball. He's given a penalty to FC United Manchester.
I wonder what he was. I thought he was pointing to the corner.
Said that.
I think the ball that came across first of all. It was because I was expecting Greaves to get on the end of the head, and it just barred the cross. But
it just it was taken deflected away. It didn't.
Well, I don't know. Time for hat tricks, and King steps up with the SMRE in his last game. King to make it four. Oh, he does.
Easy.
That. He just chips it over the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper went the right
brilliant.
Way. He just chips it over
brilliant.
Him. And the goalkeeper's going, no! There's nothing worse when you know you're on your knees and the ball still hasn't gone in the back of the net. And it's going over your head. And there's nothing you can do. And it's four to FC United of Manchester. And, well, the man of the match so far for me is a man that he won't be known to many FC supporters. He's called David Underwood. And David Underwood, certainly man of the matches at this moment in time. He's two red cards, a yellow card.
He changed the game because we've seen, you know, Bradford with the nine men. They're working tirelessly in defence, but when they do play the ball out, we just saw a moment ago, the way that they can link up play and the through balls and the creating opportunities, they've got it in their team. And it would have been, you know, it was a close game right up until the last 5 minutes of the first half.
Well, all you can do is play what's in front of you.
Exactly.
Keep your professionalism, keep your shape.
Yep.
4-0 to the referee was the call from the visiting supporters as the ball thwacked out for a throw-in to the far side to FC United Manchester. 27 minutes gone. Ben, you've got things to say.
Harrogate are 2-0 up now against Gainsborough, and Alfreton are 2-0 up still against Southport.
Well, that's a massive result for Alfreton.
Curzon are 1-0 up now against Tamworth.
Oh, it's all happening here, isn't it?
Still
here,
4-0. It could be.
Yes, Rob.
I don't think there's any comeback for Higham now over the halfway line. Does really well for Salford, that was, as the ball left-hand side. Well, he's got his hat trick, and he's on the ball now, King, and he charges down the left-hand side. Great play, the ball in the inside there, and still Tom Greaves can't get to the end of that one. Presumably, they can appeal the red cards. Yes, they can, and I would be hugely.
Alfreton are now 3-0 up against Southport. Hague Avenue.
Southport haven't been beaten, I think, in seven games they've won on the bounce. And Alfreton, who FC have got to go to yet, are absolutely putting in a dramatic performance there. As the ball halfway line, won by Kay after some good work by Irwin. And Glynn plays it lazily outside left hand side to King. King plays it back to the halfway line to Irwin. Irwin's ball to Garner. Garner now on that ball on this left hand side, left footed. We want five as a call for Bradford supporters as Senior plays the ball into the penalty area. And it's charged down. FC with only one corner of the game. And yet 4-0 up. Throw in taken quickly. Garner. No urgency and rush for FC United, you can understand. Ball on the halfway line with Fagbola. Luckily he's not going to head it, so it will go forward. As Kay does what he normally does, plays the ball backwards. To Kay. To King. King to...
Have a run at him. Go on.
Garner now. And Garner will do exactly that, I think. You might as well. Plays it inside, though, to Senior in the final third. Senior, rise a challenge. Here comes Kieran Glynn, shows too much of it. Got to be very careful there.
That was a jumping.
The referee thinks about the free kick, and it is a free kick. And that is a yellow card, or should be a yellow card.
Yep. Breaking news from Humberside. North Ferriby United 1, Blyth Spartans 0.
All too little too late for North Ferriby. And well, the two North East teams that have been in that top half or top seven all season, Spennymoor and North Ferriby, having a little bit of a wobble.
It coincides with clubs from the North East, a bit bigger clubs, coming in for their management and sniffing around, doesn't it?
I suppose it does to a degree. But here at FC United Broadhurst Park, no one sniffing around the management team at this moment in time. But Tom Greaves giving the ball away there and a throw-in to the visitors. So we've got 15 minutes of this game to go, and no contest in regards of result you'd expect. FC 4 up here at Broadhurst Park against the 9 men, and the referee, really, the final 5 minutes of the first half, killed the game with two quite appalling decisions against Bradford Park Avenue players. And the resulting first red card was a great free kick from King, and really deserved a lot more in respect of, if it hadn't come from a player being sent off, we'd been waxing lyrical about it even more so. But anyway, it's FC on the ball, well over the halfway line now, with Senior, who's continued to charge down the right hand side throughout much of the game. Towards the back post the ball goes. It's a lovely ball. He saw Higham, he played it to Higham, and Higham now, can he get a decent ball? Then he cuts past one, does really well, cuts inside. Can he get a shot away? Well, he's got one left foot. That's not a penalty, but the ball comes in and whipped in and out for a goal kick.
Took the ball clean.
Well, no, from a refereeing perspective, that was a red card. That's what I meant, and a penalty. Well, ex-FC United of Manchester, Linegan, Carl Linegan below us, the man who's been at every single Yorkshire club in the past season, I think. Everywhere we go, he just appears as their goalkeeping coach. Yeah,
in the same season, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, in the same season, yeah. The referee just wanted to have a quick word with Nicky Rowe, the skipper. It's nice to see a skipper wearing a fluorescent armband that matches his shoes. Ironic jeers from the Bradford supporters. Is the referee sending himself off? I'm not quite sure what he's doing. The referee's doing, so I don't know what he's doing here.
I think as a captain role, I think he's asking for a little bit of consistency, because what he's saying is the tackle that Glynn just put in there before was very similar to the one that Glynn actually received, and I ain't got a little bit of a little bit of argument against that.
I think you're exactly right, and I think the referee has been woeful. He really has. And in fairness, the decisions, 99.9% of them have all gone FC's way. And the referee has not done himself any favours. But as far as we're concerned, you know, we'll take it. Not the best of things. However, 4-0 up, 9 men. And halfway line now with Bradford. They were in the FC's final third. They're going all the way back to the goalkeeper. And Ed Hall takes a touch. And ball high on the halfway line, flicks across there. Fagbola can't rest on his laurels there, plays it back to his goalkeeper. He plays a simple ball back out to Hughes. I've got to say, Hughes has impressed me in the last four or five games. He's got out the system those yellow cards as the ball whips on the right hand side, and it should be controlled by Garner. Garner has one player for company, and concedes a throw-in instead, and Wayne Brooksby, who's not given up at all, he's been impressive all afternoon as the number seven for Bradford Park Avenue. But going back to Hughes, he's cut out those rash challenges, he's not been booked for some time, and he's been a lot more consistent,
steady,
and steady last two or three, get three or four games.
You see him more often than me, so maybe I see, you know, different changes in him. But what I'd say in his defence, he is defending. That's what he's doing. He's actually keeping the game simple, defending, playing within his strengths. He's never going to be a Beckenbauer.
And the ball chipped forward again, the keeper has to come out for it. Is he going to gather it? He will indeed.
He's more of a subtle Jimmy Olsen. But
what, big Jim Olsen?
Yeah, he does what he needs to do.
Is his eyes are blue?
Well, I don't know if he's got eyes of blue. I'll never get that close to him.
You can't, he'll have you. Dish. Yeah, anyway, it's
yeah, we all know about that.
34 minutes on the clock. 4-0 FC United lead. As Fagbola doesn't win the first header. Second ball picked up by Kay though. Plays out to Irwin. Irwin, a resolute game as always. To Garner. Garner back to Irwin.
Just keep playing it. Come on, move him about.
Gotta be careful there. King realises he's not gonna be rash. Knows what the referee's capable of doing as Brooksby now on the ball. Plays a nice reverse ball right hand side, but Hyams equal to it. Plays the ball back to his goalkeeper. And the ball out this right hand side. Nice first one, first touch. Irwin's second ball though is poor. And it should be picked up by Boschel.
Oh, Bosch going for the Megs there.
Well, everyone forgetting it, and eventually Boschel back to the halfway line to Brooksby. Ball given away.
Right, here comes Terry Glynn.
You can see what Glynn was trying to do, trying to bring his player straight back in.
He just run with the ball.
Nothing rash required from FC United, challenge wise or anything like that, is there? As the ball conceded from a free kick.
You know what I've got to say, honestly, this referee hasn't had a bad game. Those two decisions has absolutely ruined his performance, and I've got to say that because he's been, you know, he's been advantageous, you know, to the play, the team that's had possession of the ball. He's tried to keep the game moving. He's acknowledged his linesman when there's been offsides and it's gone into the keeper's hands. Kept the game flowing.
I totally agree with you. You know, right up until those two, the game was being played in the manner that it deserved to be, and he'd managed it really well. And even since then, you know, the second half, the thing that killed it was those two decisions, and so now we haven't got the same contest as before, but what he's let go and he's played the advantage. And
He's contributed to a decent game, but those two issues just keep clouding your mind and thinking, you know, what was he seeing there? Because
Well, McCarthy on the ball, his first touch is back with the opposition. King coming off there, by the way, and McCarthy on. 4-0. Can FC hang on? That's now the question. As McCarthy charges down the left hand side, whips the ball into the penalty area.
Great run.
Straight to the arms of the goalkeeper. As Brooksby takes over, right hand side, over the halfway line. The ball's going to be a bit too much for anyone to get on the end of, apart from FC's goalkeeper, who will roll it out comfortably to Irwin.
You see, McCarthy's come on there. His first touch there, down the line. A good quality cross into the box. Let's hope he carries on in that vein, you know, rather than sit back in the armchair again. Let's hope he sets some of his own personal standards.
No, that's a very good point, well made. As the ball back with Hughes, deep in his own half, across to Fagbola. It would be interesting if Fagbola kicked his balls the way he heads it. What had happened? Palm trees behind us, feathered palm trees. As our function room is McCarthy on the left hand side, just outside the penalty area, chips the ball in, headed away, falls for Irwin though.
Just keep it now and then, pick your mark.
Irwin will just simple ball out to Senior. Senior finds Garner, lovely ball with the outside of the boot there, and great defending from Brooksby again. I mean, you say Wayne Brooksby has been absolutely out. He's been superb for me.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be. Is that a penalty to them? It was a free kick. It was in their penalty area. Perhaps we should have given him a penalty. No, I mean I can't agree with you in the respect of, and I know exactly what you're both saying, that the referee's had a good game, with the exception of what he's done. But those two things he's done, he's absolutely ruined the game.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's what I said. The contest is totally changed with those two decisions.
Well, it's not even clouded it. I mean, he's absolutely ruined it. But here they come now, Bradford. On the ball with the number eight there, Vidal. The ball whips out left-hand side. Nice ball there from Nicky Rowe. Inside to the 14, Boschel. Still with the ball on the edge of the area. Yes, United have plenty of players back defending. Rowe on it. Plays it back to Boschel. Boschel plays it out wide right for Mark Ross.
Oh,
uncle of
great stuff.
Ball into the penalty. Good defending this time by Fag Bowler. McCarthy and Irwin.
Switch.
Right hand side. Nice ball by by McCarthy.
Have a go at him.
And here comes FC United's Garner. Garner plays it inside to
a bit behind each other there.
McCarthy, two players around him.
That's the difference in passing it to player and passing it into space. Pass it into space to come onto it.
Glynn wants it, gets it, can't get past Rowe. And FC have a throw in. Back to the halfway line with Kay. Kay can split the ball, but he plays it inside to Irwin. Irwin plays a lovely ball wide right hand side into the penalty area now for Senior. Senior's first touch or first cross is a poor one, but they've only got nine men, so he picks his own ball up. This time he needs to make it and provide a better quality delivery. Goes one
lovely
way. This is great football.
Oh,
and again, Tom Greaves, whatever he tries to do against Bradford Park Avenue, he just can't score. It was great play from Senior, and that ball's got to be in the back of the net, and it should be 5-0.
It was great play from Senior, but Senior should have just struck it for goal there, not across the goal. If he'd have struck it for goal, the feelings are that trying to keep Tom would have got on the end of it.
Yeah,
he's trying to keep his manager happy by staying and score. Yeah. Go on, have one. See, in the dressing room, I did that for you. Remember me.
It's raining.
Breaking news, it's raining in Bradford Park Avenue versus FC United of Manchester here at Bradford. Here at
Broadhurst Park.
Calm down.
Halfway line with Bradford.
Well done, Bosch.
Boschel does well. He's had a decent game since he's come on, Boschel.
Yeah,
as well.
Boschel's got quality about him, though, hasn't he? You know, I remember coaching him as a kid at Oldham Athletic. He played in the first team.
He can't be that old.
Yeah.
Can he?
I used to coach the kid. and then I was instrumental in taking him to Grimsby when they were in the Championship.
Poor lad.
What a good bit of decision making he's got about him.
Yeah, he's been a bit impressed with him, to be honest. Nice play though by Garner. Plays it to Senior back to Garner over the halfway line, and that's a great ball. If it can find an FC player, it finds McCarthy on the edge of the penalty area. He's got Clifford coming on the inside, and it's great defending.
Come back on himself,
Mark Ross there. Good defending.
It unbalanced the centre back, and he was coming back on his right, and then went back on his left again. Should have just kept going on his right.
That's where the options were as well. You know, all the players.
He had the passes and he had the shot as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
The only decent thing about a drum is it helps your feet keep warm. Ball whipped in again. There McCarthy with the opportunity to turn and get a shot away. He can, he turns, and it's a goal kick. He hit him with some power, but again, he didn't look up. He turned. If he'd looked up, he realised there was no one in front of him, really. And he could have got under the yard and a half, maybe, and just slotted it in.
Could have picked his spot, yeah.
As the rain does come down here. The next game at FC United of Manchester will be Bank Holiday Monday against York City. As I say, it's an auto-kit affair, and one of the lads who drinks in our local pub works for Marble, but he lives up here. He's a York fan. He's had to go to York to get a ticket to get to a game here. And then I said to him, by the way, I could have got you in if you wanted. He went, cheers, Swampy. That's what friends are for, you see.
No communication there again. He nearly turned straight into Mulhern.
Well, here's McCarthy now. Plays it back towards FC United of Manchester's Kay, who did well to try and win the first ball. He's got the second ball back because they've given it away, and the ball will go out wide right again to Senior. Senior's lovely little touch into the penalty area to Garner. Garner's touch and turn. He's going to play it back to FC's number two.
He's been dealing
a little bit. He eventually plays it back to him, and it's going to go back to him. Garner on the ball. Whip it in. That's a nice ball towards the back post, but a little bit too much on it. But he's shown a bit of promise, Garner, since he's come on.
He's showed a little bit of composure. But to be honest, because they've only got nine men, he's had that little bit of space and time to actually accommodate the ball, hasn't he? So,
talking of players, man of the match, who's your player of the game?
Referee.
I don't know, I think...
Have you had an interview with him?
Other than him, you've got Higham, I think, defended solidly.
Main man's king, innit?
But, hey, I'm trying to avoid giving it the obvious. Yeah. He has been absolutely brilliant, though, as king, for me.
Take his goals away from him, you know, his performance has been quality.
He has.
And what he's done is something...
He has been a different class.
There's a ball down the right-hand side, good play here, though, from Bradford. Can they get the chip of the ball in? Can they get a consolation, anything? No, they can't. Plenty of time there. Irwin's been resolute, but as you say, what King has done, he's just carried on as if Tuesday had never finished and just played a game. I think he covered
the most ground. He was drawing players in, and the energy that he had in that first half.
He's one of those players that, unfortunately, if Bolton win this under 23 league and going to win the league, then we could have had him for the rest of the season, because he would be very instrumental for us, I think. But as it is, he's back in there. He's only been with us because of suspension or injury, I think. Anyway, Ben, you've got a few things you'd like to say, I believe, as Fagbowler takes on the ball.
It's 4-2 now between Kidderminster and Salford.
Oh,
maybe a little bit too late there for Salford, but here comes Kieran Glynn driving through the middle. Simple ball for Glynn. And I'll be honest with you, that's a great ball into Garner, though. Garner bent it. Great finish just beyond the post, but I thought that was it. Looking at the performance of Kieran Glynn since he's come on, I can understand that you don't necessarily need to do a huge amount in a game, but I would have liked to see a little bit more from him this afternoon.
He's gone along with the pace of the game.
He has, rather than set the pace of the game.
Yeah, set it up, especially the second half. You know, I think it's an opportunity for a lot of the lads out there that are coming in. And as much as Garner's had he's taken the advantage of having extra space, and he's really worked hard for himself.
Carthy showing a bit of fight there. Well done, lad.
Then losing it as the rain really
away for it.
Really comes down. That's a decent ball in. Needs to be cleared by Fagbowler. Oh, great play there by Higham. And
he just sent Vidal out for a bag of chips there.
Going to be Senior bombing down the right side into the penalty area. He goes. It's a good ball across, dealt with. Going to be four additional minutes. And Irwin again wins the ball off Brooksby this time. And tired legs of Brooksby, because he's been tremendously well. And so is FC United. Senior, as I say, has been excellent again.
Yeah.
His defensive duties in the first half, because it was an even contest, a 4-4-2, so not bombing on, just doing his job in the right way. Second half, he's been afforded to do that, and every time he's done it well. But I think King certainly is the man of the match from an FC perspective. But some good performances out there. It's McCarthy on the ball now, right hand side, plays it into Higham. Higham back to McCarthy. Not the best of balls from Higham. The ball, who's it for? Nicky Rowe. But good play there from Kieran Glynn. Picked his pocket there. Yeah, he picked it like you would pick an orange in your own pocket, Ben. Ball comes across behind everybody. Flicks it back into the area. Kieran Glynn defends
it. Strike.
Ball to Kieran Glynn to make it five. Plays the ball inside. Greaves the ball under his feet. And he couldn't get in the end of it. Second ball given away. Third ball. Strong challenge by Rowe. Then a long ball cleared. And Alisson will come out. Well, they've done everything they can for FC United's manager today to score. Apart from giving the penalty, which is quite right, he shouldn't have had.
Yeah, no, he should. No, I don't think he wants to.
Glynn. Well, Glynn's playing at the pace of the walking football from earlier. And that's right. I think the pace was the tone of the game is set, and it's very hard to come and inject that extra stuff when you are in control. And you know, he's on the ball again though, Glynn.
If I look at another performer within this FC team, I think Iams had a quality game as well.
He has. It's a lovely ball into the penalty area. Now can McCarthy get in the end of it? No, but Kay does, and Kay then has an opportunity maybe to try and...
Doesn't like having the shot, does he?
He doesn't at all, but there will be an opportunity for Kay to wrestle someone to the ground and stand over him saying, ha-ha! But he walks away this time. Free kick taken very quickly. And Irwin, again, Irwin's the motor, as you say, he's a dynamo, he's all over the pitch, work rate is fantastic. And
he loves his football, you can see it in the
he's
in the
a
manner,
smile on his face, isn't
the manner he plays, you know, he's a winner, he wants his football, he wants the ball at his feet, he wants to be involved, he wants to create, he wants to destroy, you know, sound is an all-round sort of player.
But the Bradford manager's already gone over to Tom and to Jack to congratulate them, and he knew, I think, at half time the game was pretty much over.
Well, he must have already shut the referee's hand then at half time.
Ball whipped into the penalty area. Who's on the end of it? Well, Rowe, as the referee places his whistle to his mouth and signals the end of the game. And FC United and Manchester, well, three vital points, four goals, two sendings off, and again the referee influenced in two very big decisions.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.